Stoughton, Jonathan and Cheryl Lake and their three children, Cheyenne, William and Macy Lynn, had their world change forever a year ago when Jonathan was diagnosed with metastatic adenocarcinoma, a form of cancer. He went to the Arcola Health Center on February 16, 2022, with an ongoing cough that was getting worse. Lake thought he had another bout of bronchitis, as he usually gets this once during the winter. The Arcola Health Center thought he had COVID-19, but after 6 tests in 4 days, it proved to not be the virus. Lake remained in Arcola until February 25. Lake was sent to the Regina General Hospital. Further tests would be completed. During his stay in the two hospitals, he would receive chest X-rays, CT scans, a lung test and colonoscopy, and these tests would reveal that he had cancer. The lung test first showed he had cancer in both lungs, but a mass was also shown with the colonoscopy, and this is where the cancer started. On March 10 last year, Lake went to the Alan Blair Cancer Center to begin his chemotherapy and stayed there until March 14, when he was able to go home and have treatment in Estevan. A year later, Lake is still receiving chemotherapy treatments. Every other week on Monday, Wednesday and Friday, he makes the trip to Estevan to St. Joseph's Hospital. Monday is blood work. It only takes half an hour, but he also has to travel. The blood tests show whether his platelets are at the right level for treatment. His appointments are generally in the morning. Wednesdays he returns to Estevan for his 3-hour treatment and is sent home with another treatment called the baby bottle. This takes 48 hours to go into his system through a PICC line in his upper arm that goes directly into his heart. Friday is another trip to Estevan to have the baby bottle removed. Lake no longer needs oxygen, as there is some improvement in his lungs, which he is happy about. His wife usually goes with Lake for his treatments, and while in town will do some work at her esthetician shop or take care of errands. Lake has 1 week on and 1 week off with treatments, and then the cycle starts again. Every 6 treatments Lake receives a full body scan to see if the cancer is holding its own or spreading. He has now had 24 treatments in the last year. The chemo has caused Lake's hands and feet to have a tingling and numb feeling. His teeth are also feeling the effects, while his immune system is lower. There are times he has an upset stomach from the treatment, or he is just plain tired and has no energy. The chemo treatments will continue as long as they help Lake, as they are to make him comfortable, but it will not cure him. Lake had heart attacks in 2012 and 2019. He now has 2 stents, plus he has had back surgery. While he was in hospital for back surgery, his wife ended up there as well with a tubal pregnancy. Not only have they had to deal with Lake's cancer, but Lake's father Cliff passed away last year. They also had a large grass fire near their home. This fire was difficult to control as the winds were strong that day. They did lose some equipment and buildings, but their home was untouched. They also had to put down 2 beloved pets that were a huge part of their family. "We just keep going, this is our life, and we will live day by day," said Cheryl Lake. They book everything around his treatments, but they are used to it now. "I just try to stay busy with my painting, but the hardest part is not being able to work," said Lake. Lake worked in the oil field as an electrician for 30 years. He enjoys painting his small tanks and army pieces, which are similar to the game Risk. Cheryl remains busy with her esthetician business located in Estevan but enjoys doing puzzles during the winter and is also a Girl Guide leader. They both stay active with volunteering as much as possible. As for Cheyenne, William and Macy Lynn, they continue with their schooling, Girl Guides and curling. William looks forward to nice weather so he can once again play soccer at school. The Lake family is grateful for all the support they have received over the past year, and for the support they still receive. Together as a family, they plan to live each day to the fullest and try to live as normal as possible. They added to the family by adopting a kitten and a puppy, which brings a great deal of joy to the family.